This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Members of Congress aren't the only ones struggling with deadlines. The folks behind the Academy Awards have announced they will postpone the deadline for Oscar nominations by one day, to this Friday. Apparently, the first ever electronic voting at the Academy is off to a rocky start, and that could lead to record low turnout among Oscar voters this year, which could affect who gets to go home with that 8.5-pound gold-plated statuette. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott.
For 84 years, Oscar voters cast paper ballots sent by mail. Pete Hammond writes the awards column for Deadline.com. He says the big concern was security.
The Academy is like the CIA or something. It's a really tempting target to try to break the secrecy of the Oscars.
That's why the new electronic system has a heavy firewall. Hammond says he's heard from several members who've had trouble logging in.
So this could depress the voting turnout if people get frustrated and they say, the hell with that, I'm not going to vote.
The company that makes the voting system says it's working flawlessly and chalked any problems up to incorrect or forgotten passwords. The Motion Picture Academy is giving members an extra day to sort out any glitches. Scott Feinberg is awards analyst at The Hollywood Reporter. He's heard complaints from members of all ages, but he says if older, less tech-savvy voters give up, it could skew the nominations.
And it might give a slight advantage to an edgier kind of movie like a Moonrise Kingdom or a movie like The Master, which a lot of particularly older voters weren't crazy about, but younger people tended to like more.
But big studio films with big marketing budgets may have another advantage. Voting started 10 days earlier this year, so Academy members had less time to watch everything. One director I talked to, who's on the short list for Best Documentary, says he's just wondering who's actually seen his film. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.